From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Human Rights Chief is calling on Libyans to overcome political divisions that have fractured the country. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd al-Hussein, called on them to unite against extremism in the wake of the beheading of 21 Egyptian workers by Islamic State militants. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling on pro-Russian rebels to allow besieged Ukrainian troops safe passage out of the encircled town of Debaltseve in eastern Ukraine. Speaking today in the Hungarian capital, where he's visiting, Mr. Putin also urged Ukraine to allow its troops to surrender. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, Victoria Nuland, expresses her government's concern over the situation.
We are very concerned about the ongoing violence in Debaltseve. We are very concerned that the separatists and the Russians who support them have not yet allowed the OSCE access to Debaltseve, that there is yet no ceasefire there.
Under the terms of the ceasefire, both sides were to begin withdrawing heavy weapons from the town on Tuesday, but as the deadline passed, each side insisted they would not be the first to make such a move. Bomb blasts struck three different locations in Nigeria today. In the first attack, a VOA reporter says multiple blasts hit a military checkpoint in Biu in northeastern Borno State, killing a number of people. A second attack took place in the city of Potiskum in nearby Yobe State. Police say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a restaurant, killing three people. Several explosions occurred at a political rally and in Okira, a town in South Rivers State. This is VOA News.
I, Ashton Carter,
do solemnly swear,
do solemnly swear,
that I will support and defend,
that I will support and defend.
Ashton Carter was sworn in today as the new U.S. Secretary of Defense. The 60-year-old Carter becomes the fourth defense chief during U.S. President Barack Obama's six-year tenure in the White House. Carter replaces former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Greek government officials were quoted today as saying their government is considering asking European creditors for an extension of its loan agreement. Lawmakers from Greece's ruling coalition also said they were seeking a solution with international creditors, but insisted the country would not be blackmailed. Greece and its European Union partners are expected to compromise on the Greek bailout program despite tough talk and a European ultimatum Monday in Brussels. Today, both parties toned down their rhetoric, saying they are willing to resume talks. George Osborne is the British Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Well, it was a constructive meeting, but clearly there's still a lot of work to be done, and there's still considerable differences between Greece and other members of the Eurozone. As I was saying earlier today, crunch time is approaching, and the consequences of not getting an agreement would be very considerable for the stability and security of the European economic system.
If neither a compromise nor an interim solution is reached, Greece could be forced out of the Eurozone. Provincial officials say a group of suicide bombers attacked a police station in eastern Afghanistan today, killing at least 22 officers and wounding 18 others. The Afghan Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistani authorities say a suicide bomb went off just outside police headquarters in the eastern city of Lahore today, killing at least five people and wounding many more. Witnesses described the explosion as so powerful they were knocked to the ground. Rescue operations quickly got underway. Pakistan's army chief says his country is sharing unprecedented levels of intelligence with Afghanistan. General Rahil Sharif said both countries are working hand in glove to eradicate the menace of terrorism. The general spoke to reporters alongside Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah during an unannounced visit to Kabul. Mr. Abdullah said both sides have taken concrete steps to normalize their relationship. A U.S. federal judge in Texas has issued a ruling that temporarily blocks President Barack Obama's recent executive order on immigration. The White House said the Justice Department will comply with but also appeal the ruling. The president's order protected as many as 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation. Lawyers defending them say the judge's ruling is a temporary setback. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.